I'm extremely happy in the first place that finally, after a long, long struggle, that Ugandans now can enjoy their freedom. They can criticize their leaders. They can demand accountability from their leaders through the media practitioners. And the media can convey this message without any impediment. In the past, what has been happening is that whenever somebody talked about the leader, then this law was applied and was being charged with sedition. In fact, the number of journalists who have been charged with these kind of cases, including politicians, all of them have made statements which, in the view of those in government or in leadership, have been like insulting, which is not the case. So this is a big achievement in terms of people's rights, exercising their freedom, and in relation to the current period where we are, when we are approaching the elections, where people have really to speak out their minds, and for the media to do its work without fear of being prosecuted.
As it stands now, the government could appeal to the Supreme Court, and others suspect that the Supreme Court is filled with supporters of the government, although that has not been proven yet. What will be your next line of action?
Of course, for us, at the moment, we are jubilating and celebrating our winning of our freedoms. I cannot speak for the government. If they want to appeal, they will appeal. It is the process of the law. But I would appeal them to take what the Constitutional Court has said. It has declared this law null and void and unconstitutional. So our next line of step is that when they appeal, we will follow them because that's the law. But at the moment, until when they appeal, I don't want to assume that they are going to do it, because I think the victory is not only for us who petitioned and those who cherish freedom of expression, but even those in leadership. I think they would love their supporters, the people they lead, to demand accountability.
Haruna, there are some Ugandans who say that the scrapping of the law means a more democratic system in Uganda. What is your take on that?
You would look at it that way, but I don't think democracy is measured on one section of the law, that section of the penal code that has been nullified, to say that Uganda is democratic. There are benchmarks on which we measure whether the country is democratic, including holding free and fair elections, having an independent and free media. But what is happening today is that what we have in Uganda is relative freedom. If democracy and the free media are bedfellows, I don't think in Uganda we are yet there. So it is not true that the scrapping of this law means that Uganda is democratic. We are just fighting for that space to ensure that there is democracy. As we talk right now, the persecution of the media is going on outside Kampala, especially where you have NRM party supporters working with the representatives of the president in different regions, intimidating and harassing the media in areas that are outside the capital city. And most of our colleagues are operating in fear. The resident district commissioners who are representatives of the president, they have invaded radios and ordered some programs off the air. So you cannot say that, yes, because the court today has said this, therefore Uganda now is a democratic country. Fine, we might not be as democratic as we would wish, but at least we are a step somewhere, not like other countries I know on the continent.
Some supporters of the president are saying that the fact that the law has been scrapped does not mean that anyone can bash the president in the press for the sake of doing so. What do you say to that?
I think that is uncalled for. That kind of thinking is uncalled for. We, the media practitioners, we are not saying that the media should not be regulated. The media in Uganda has its professional code of conduct, managed by the Independent Media Council of Uganda, where people can register their complaints if they are harassed by the media. What we are saying is that we need a media which is free, independent, and responsible. So that is uncalled for, and it's not anywhere. And no one is saying that the president should be abused or lambasted, but the president should be criticized. And Ugandans have that right. They need to talk about their leader. They need to ask him what he's doing. They need to know. And the media has a role to play in this.
So what does this really mean for Uganda's media?
For the Ugandan media, this particular section of sedition was brought in this country by colonialists in 1954. That is about 50 years ago, if you calculate very quickly. It's almost like 50 years ago. The intention of that particular section was to guard Ugandans not to speak about the colonialists. What happened is that after we gained independence, our successive governments just inherited the same system to the present day until today, 25th August 2010, when the court has nullified this section. It has been applied the same way the colonialists used to apply. So what it means today is that the space for expression, the space for the media to report about issues, the space for the media to do critical debate on the leaders is now at least guaranteed. With the absence of this law, I can say the space is guaranteed somehow. There can be other actions which are not followed by laws or are not backed by laws. But what has been happening is that any genuine debate, any genuine criticism has always been suppressed using these particular sections of the law.
So what should be the expectations of the ordinary Ugandan practicing journalist after this verdict from the court?
Definitely, the ordinary journalist's expectation is now that he's free to go out and seek people's opinion, write them, publish them, or air them out on air, or broadcast them without fear that the following day, after these opinions have been aired, he will end up in prison, or he will be looked after by the police. So he has the freedom now, but freedom with responsibility.